Hi, welcome back to The Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm Janice Mary, your host. I'm so glad you're back with us. Today we have some really interesting things to talk about. It's holiday season, so everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving and then Christmas. So I thought maybe we could talk about stress. A lot of my clients are coming in very, very stressed and very, very anxious. And it's a great time to connect to your soul. There's no better motivation than stress and anxiety to help us to change and to try a different perspective or to just try something new. And when we connect spiritually, that really can help us a great deal. I have a lot of clients who really truly want to feel better, and they don't want to live in a painful internal state and work really, really hard. But sometimes we set expectations for ourselves that are so high, even as spiritual beings. You know, we want to be spiritually perfect. And that's really just the same as the ego telling us we need to be perfect. So we have to be careful. You know, we have to be careful of how we're treating ourselves. You know, we want to treat ourselves kindly and gently and with a lot of compassion. And sometimes that's the last thing we do, especially around the holiday season. Our expectations of ourselves go way up because we have to get so much more done. You know, we tend to put a lot of stress and pressure on ourselves. So it's really a great time to just take some moments and to try and meditate or slow down or just reconnect back to your breath. I really do think it's really, really helpful to just take those moments and take those times to center back to you. It's very hard to get lost in the list of the day. It's very easy to get lost in the list of the day or the list of the week, and to be so other focused and so driven that we forget who we are, and we kind of forget what we've come to do here. Over the weekend, I did with a couple of friends of mine a workshop on, recognizing and developing and strengthening your spiritual gifts. And it was a lot of fun. Everybody picked a couple of cards from this Angel Oracle deck that I have. That is, it's called the Life Purpose deck and also the Angel Therapy deck. And in those two decks, they talk about all spiritual gifts like mediumship, intuition, psychic, healing. So everybody went around and picked two cards. And it was just amazing that when I asked each person what they got, how it really did resonate with them, and it was perfect for what they got. You know, a lot of people were like, wow, I can't believe, you know, I got this card because this is exactly me. And for some people, the cards were a surprise, like, wow, I got the mediumship card. I didn't think that I could possibly be a medium, you know. So it's a lot of fun to really go within to connect with your spirit so that you can see what develops for you. And some people got the travel card. And, you know, what that means is that their love of traveling helps them to connect to their soul and their spirit. So a lot of times connecting to our soul and our spirit is really just doing what we're really extremely passionate about. So for me, helping people is where my passion lies, and doing mediumship is also where my passion lies. So it's just something I love to do. So for you, when you connect to your spirit, your soul energy, you're going to either become more psychic, more intuitive. Things will happen and things will change for you. And that helps you to have a completely different perspective in your life. And it also helps you deal with stress. When I start to get really stressed out, and I do, it's not like I am immune to stress because I connect to my soul energy and spirit energy like we all do. It's just sometimes people aren't realizing that's what they're connecting to. I know I need to meditate. I know I need to slow down. I know I need to ask spirit or my soul or my angels or guides. I need to ask them, you know, what is it that I'm missing, you know, that my internal state is becoming unhappy, sad, tired, overworked, any of the above. And when you do that, you will get answers. You know, you will get answers. You'll hear things. You'll feel things. You will see things. And it certainly helps you so much. But you really, really do have to ask. If you don't ask, then you're not going to get a change of perspective. Listening to these videos is a start, because just hearing other people's experiences, my experiences and other people's experiences, is a change of perspective. And that perspective change will help you to think about asking, you know, just asking. And so everybody in that workshop, on some level, is asking. You know, they're asking for a different way or new way. They're asking to be shown what their gifts were. They were hoping to get something different than what they've been, living. So it's really, really great that so many people are trying to open up and connecting to their soul energy or their spirit energy, because it's full, all it is love. You know, your energy is very, very loving and very kind. So a lot of my clients have a hard time even begin thinking that they could actually like or love themselves. And, you know, when you go into that soul energy, the soul energy will teach you, or will just have you know, that you're lovable and that you're fine and that there isn't anything that you have to do to feel good. And there isn't anything that you have to prove to yourself or to other people. You know, we're very, very driven. So when you connect to that energy, it really tells you and just helps you to feel better. So whatever is happening in your life and or whatever disappointment you're having about yourself, that if you've let yourself down in some way, that if you ask your soul energy, your spirit energy to help you with that, that they will give you a different perspective. And that perspective can come from another person. It can come from another place. It can come from a book. But when you ask for that shift in perspective, you will get it. You will absolutely get it 100%. I really do think for some people, for most people, it's really just too hard to like and love yourself. You know, we're trained by this world that if we don't do certain things, if we don't look a certain way, if we don't make a certain amount of money, that we're not good enough and we're not lovable. And spirit does not feel that way at all. Spirit loves you unconditionally, and you are a part of actual love. So if you're a part of love, you can't be unlovable. You know, if you think about that, if our source, you know, if our source is just this big, beautiful light ball, and it's made up of love, and we break apart and come here, and we stay in these bodies for a short time, if that's who we are inside, that's who we are inside. So this world has decided to define us as people and people that need to do certain things to feel that love that's within us. So if I make a lot of money and if I achieve success, or if I look a certain way, or if I lose weight or whatever it is that's on my list, then I can go within and feel that energy within me. When you connect to that energy and bypass that whole step, then you realize, oh, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to achieve. I don't have to be. I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is go in and feel that energy. So it's a very interesting thing that we have this kind of setup that if when we do certain things or when we meet certain people, we can go in and feel that love. When we're happy with ourselves, we can go in and feel that love. When we're happy with our friends or our family members, we can go in and feel that love. But other than that, we don't feel it. You know, we're very, very disconnected from it, even though it lives within us. So, you know, it's a helpful thing to just imagine, you know, this white light of love, you know, like the sun, this white, beautiful light of love, and that's where we come from, and we break off, and we're in these bodies. And so that light that lives within you, that love that lives within you, is completely at your disposal, at your access at any point in time. It's just your choice of when you want to go deep down, feel it, experience it, and live in it, you know. And when you do that, you're kind of brought back home to that one big light again. And it's a beautiful, magical feeling, and everyone has access to that. Nobody doesn't have access to that. And you don't have to do anything to have access to it. So it's kind of, it's really a shortcut on loving yourself, and it's also a shortcut in learning how to de-stress yourself. When I was getting ready to do the workshop, I started to get very anxious because I don't like talking in front of people. YouTube is a little bit different because there's really no audience, so I have an easier time with it. But generally, I don't really like doing public speaking at all. When I was younger, I would like avoid public speaking at every and any cost. It just frightened me. And like a lot of people, it's scary to get up in front of people and talk, and makes you really, really anxious. So sometimes doing workshops is really a big stretch for me. Big stretch for me. And but because I feel so much passion for this work, Spirit has helped me to overcome it, you know, to overcome it and to do workshops and to talk to people and to do more than I probably would have ever done. You know, being a therapist in my office, it's just me and another client, and that's my comfort zone. So this whole spiritual awakening for me has really forced me to come out of the office and to be with more people. And that really has not been so easy for me. So when I was getting ready for this workshop, I started to get nervous. I was like, oh my goodness, do I have enough prepared? You know, what is it these people are looking for? Do I have enough to share with them? And all my anxieties of public speaking start coming to the top, you know, coming to the surface. And to a point that I was texting a friend saying, why am I doing this? You know, why did I sign up for this? Why am I doing this workshop? And she reminds me that, you know, once I'm there and once I'm doing it, I love it. And was absolutely right. But given what I talk about, I decided, okay, maybe I just need to meditate and relax and ask for help. And I did. And I instantly felt and heard the minute I thought, oh, I have to connect because I'm getting too anxious about this workshop. I felt like I wasn't alone anymore. And I felt somebody on either side of me. And I heard somebody say, well, you're not doing this alone. And I instantly just calmed down. It was like I instantly felt better. And I thought to myself, well, I'm not doing the workshop alone. I'm doing it with two of my friends. But then I heard, no, we're with you, and we will be with you, and we will guide you, and we're guiding everybody that's coming to the workshop, and it'll be fine, and, you know, don't worry so much about it. And so I just felt so much better, you know, I just felt so, so much better, and I felt more confident knowing that Spirit and my soul was with me and guiding me and was going to help me. That just made me feel like, you know, my best friend was going to be with me, so that really, really helped. So then it took it a little further, which I thought was really fun. I was cleaning out one of my suitcases, and as I was cleaning out the suitcase, three very shiny pennies dropped out. And I think I've told this penny experience before, but I'll just share it again. One of my clients that I used to work with passed away. And I had never, you know, gotten any kind of, you know, change or money or anything like that for people that have passed. And I've always wondered, like, why don't I get pennies? You know, being a medium, that's a lot of times a sign that your loved one is around. They'll show you a penny, they'll show you a dime, they'll show you a quarter. And I never get that. And so I was, you know, I was kind of like joking with myself, well, when am I ever going to get money, you know? So when this client passed, ever since he passed, I get shiny pennies. And it's really interesting because he, you know, suffered with some anxiety just like me. And so every time I'm starting to get really anxious, there's a penny, there's a shiny penny right there. And so I think it's his way of saying, I'm with you and it's okay to be nervous and you're going to be fine. And the reason that was three was because I had my two friends that were doing the workshop with me. So I gave them each one of the pennies. So I thought that was really cool. And then to take the story a little further, which is really, really amazing and just shows you how magical and fun Spirit can be. me and my friend before the workshop, we went out and got to get something to eat. And we were sitting there eating, and I got up to get some more soda or something. And she got up and she looked back, and there was a dime on the table. And she's like, "Did you put that there?" And I was like, "No." And she paid for the lunch with a credit card, so I didn't have my money out. And she's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe there's a dime here." She goes, "I was asking my dad to please show me a dime, and here's the dime." So again, you know, that spirit showing that they're around us and supporting us and helping us. So to take the story even further, when we get to the workshop, our other friend is there. So we start sharing all these stories with her about my pennies and her dime. So she pulls out the dime from her pocket and shows my other friend the dime. And she's like, "You're never going to believe this, but this morning I asked to be shown a dime and you're just showing me a dime. So that's my dime." So it's just amazing. It's amazing what spirit does for us, how spirit is around us all the time. And then when we ask, like all three of us asked on some level, I asked because I was getting anxious. My friend, two friends both asked, and we all got our support, you know. So that's our spiritual support team, you know, is in spirit. You have guides that are in spirit that's supporting you. You have angels that are in spirit that's supporting you. You know, there's just a whole support system there for us. And your soul is even there. Your higher self is there guiding and supporting and helping you. There's tons of people that are supporting and helping us, and we can ask for the help anytime that we want. So we have to remember that. And if we're stressed and if the holiday season is getting to us, to remember to ask for help, you know, to ask, slow me down, you know, let me really, you know, be with the people that I'm with. Let me really enjoy them. Let me not get so caught up in what the world is telling us that we need to do, that we need to buy certain things and have certain things and everything has to be so perfect all the time. And let me try to let all that go and feel, can I feel my soul? Can I feel my spirit during this holiday season? It's a perfect time to work on going within. It's a perfect time to go within, to feel that love energy that lives within you. Because, you know, usually the holidays, that's when we need it the most. It's when we need it the most, and it's helpful then to share it with other people that need it too. Because, you know, the holidays can bring up a lot of loss for people. You know, people have passed on. The holidays can bring up a lot of, you know, can be a trigger for a lot of people of difficult times. So if we're doing better, then we can be the person that smiles to the person that's having a really hard time. And, you know, it's funny. We, you know, as humans would say a successful life is based on this, this, and that. And spirit really says a successful life is based on you connecting to who you really are, you connecting to the love that's within you. And a successful life is you realizing that you have this treasure inside of you that you can connect to, that you can benefit from it, and that you can share it. So when you really feel this love that lives within you, you feel, you know that you're lovable, and you know you're okay, and you just know that. So you don't have to try to work on loving yourself anymore. You just know you're love. Okay, so I'm love. So I don't have to work on loving myself anymore. I don't have to do A, B, and C to become lovable. I am love. And, you know, we hear that a lot, but many people, and I know the people that I see, don't feel it. And there had been many, many, many years that I didn't feel it either. And it wasn't until I connected to this soul spirit energy that I felt it. It wasn't until then. So you can have an ego love, which is a little fleeting and is usually based on the things that you're doing. So if you lose a lot of weight, or, you know, you just made $1 million, you know, you feel good about yourself, your self-esteem goes up for a little while. But then when something bad happens, it's like a beach ball. So you inflate with whatever success you have. And then the minute something bad happens, you deflate. And that's kind of life. We're always inflating ourselves with things and then deflating ourselves. And that can happen within one day. Oh, I feel good because this happened. And then 2 seconds later, I'm deflated because someone has said something mean to me or critical of me, or something happens to deflate my balloon, so to speak. So we don't want to base it on that. You know, we want to just know that we are love. And when you know that you're just love, then really, can you go wrong? You know, if you just walked around and just said that to yourself all day, like make that your mantra today, that I am love, you know, you can't go wrong with that. You know, so if you are love, what does your soul, what does your spirit, what does it turn to for your self-esteem? It doesn't turn to anything. It doesn't have to turn to anything because it just is. There's just a being, and it's not a doing. But when you're really connected to the truth of who you are, when you're really connected to that, then you will pick and do things that are very, very loving because you're extending what you're feeling. So this love that's inside of you, and say it's just the size of a handball, you know, the more you connect to that love inside of you, it grows, and it's going to just grow bigger and bigger and bigger until your whole body's just filled with love. And once your whole body is filled with love, what do you extend? You know, what would you extend to other people, and what do you extend to everyone that comes into your life? You just keep extending this love. And then when you extend this love is going into another person, and it meets their love, you know, and then it grows that within them. And that's really, I think, a successful life, you know. So it's not really so much what we have or what we're doing. It's more, can you dive in, feel who you really are, and benefit from it, and then extend it. And so that other people can be reminded of who they are, you know. So every time you do something nice for someone, every time you smile at someone, every time you give instead of take, every time you help instead of hurt, every time you uplift instead of criticize, every time we do that, you know, we're connecting to this love that lives within us, and it is growing more and more within us, and that's really what we want to grow. And that keeps our ball very inflated and in a very consistent way, because it just is. So it just doesn't go away. What goes away is us. We go away. We go away from thinking about it. We go away from realizing it. And we go away from knowing that that's really who we are. So today, you know, just focus on this energy inside of you that lives inside of you, that when this body dies, and it will for all of us, that you are just really energy of love. So if you're just the energy of love, what do you have to do in this world? What do you want to do in this world? You know, love creates love, and the love that you are wants you to do the things you love to do. And that love doesn't want you to be stressed, and doesn't want you to be critical of yourself, and doesn't want you to fall into the trap of the world, you know. And when you're doing and being in the world, when you're coming from that place, you're going to do and be in such a more satisfied way, in such a more relaxed way, in a way that is not going to stress you as much. Or you will be reminded, I'm stressed, like I was for the workshop, I'm stressed. Now I need to go back into that energy because I don't like this feeling of being so stressed. And I don't like this feeling of not liking myself or judging myself or saying that somehow I'm not enough. I don't like that. And you shouldn't either. You know, you shouldn't accept, you know, what the ego tells you and what the ego has you thinking about yourself. That should be non-negotiable and non-accepted. I see the most beautiful people in my practice, and they're so hard on themselves, and they put so much on their plate, and their plates are breaking and shattering and falling to the ground, and then they're mad at themselves for it. And it's my job to help them to realize that they don't have to put all those things on their plates. But if they do, and if that's the way they want to live, it's okay. But to connect to this love inside of them, because when they do, they may not do it in the same way. You know, they're not going to live a life of criticizing themselves every step. They're going to live a life uplifting themselves and helping themselves and really supporting themselves as they go through the day. So it's like you having your best friend with you all day long saying how great you are all day. And for some people, they're like, well, I can't tell myself how great I am all the time. That's, you know, then I'm going to be like stuck up. You know, I'm going to be like one of those people. And it's not like that. You know, when you connect into that feeling and into your energy of love, you just know who you are and you know who everybody else is. And you get to experience that here, you know, before you go over there. You will certainly experience it when you pass on, but you can experience it here more and more if you just consider the fact of who you truly are and what you were truly meant to do here. You know, it's great. It is great to do wonderful things and to succeed and be successful. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that we limit ourselves. We actually could be so much more successful and do so many more things if we were connected more to our spirit and soul energy. You know, you can see people that are connected to this spirit and soul energy, that they are just unlimited, that they are happy and grounded, and they don't seem to worry about things, and they're just doing one thing after the other that they like. And they're very, very naturally uplifting to other people. They're not putting anybody down. They're naturally wanting other people to succeed and to be happy because they are. You know, and the only reason why they are is because they've connected to the soul spirit energy. So they know who they are. And they know that who they are is not based on what they're doing, what they look like, or how much money they have. They know it's based on just this inner grounded worth that lives within. And that is an amazing spirit, amazing person to be around. And you know those teachers when you find them. You can just tell. You can just tell. So definitely take the opportunity to do some workshops and to work on connecting to who you truly are and really to learn who you are and to give yourself some time. You know, stop being other focused and give yourself this time, because when you do, the people in your life are just going to benefit so much for it. So that is an amazing thing. It's an amazing gift you can give yourself during this holiday season. It's an amazing way that you can cut back on your stress, because you're not going to be so perfectionistic. You're just going to be like, okay, whatever. Today's going to go the way it's going to go, and everything's going to work out fine. It will help you to be present so that you're not thinking about the future or dwelling about the past. You're just living in the moment, and you're laughing, and you're having fun, and you're enjoying your company. Those are all the things that connecting to your soul and spirit energy do for you. So I highly, highly recommend it. So for today, you know, just think, you know, I am this piece of love that comes from this whole, from the source. And if that's who I really am, you know, let me feel that and let me let that lead me today and see how that goes. So have an awesome, awesome holiday season. And we'll talk again next week. Also, if you're interested in developing your mediumship skills, I do have an online course that I would love for you to take if you're interested. And if you are, you can just email me at janismart40@yahoo.com. So have a beautiful rest of your day, and we'll talk soon. Take care.